But first, earlier this month, The Nation broke a story that shows immigration authorities will have increased secrecy from the public. The agency quietly designated the Customs and Border Protection Agency as a security agency, according to an internal memo The Nation obtained. A CBP spokesperson told KJZZ in a statement that this all began this past summer when the agency became aware of a Twitter account posting employee information commonly found in the Office of Personnel Management's releases of salary information for federal employees. Then CBP leadership advocated for the new security designation. They say it's about the safety of their workforce, but many advocates for government accountability say it will only result in less transparency for an already questionable track record. For more on this, I got a hold of Emily Manna, policy director with Open the Government, and I asked her, what does this designation as a security agency mean exactly?
Essentially, what that means is that the names of Customs and Border Protection officials will no longer be released through Freedom of Information Act requests. As of right now, their names, titles, salary information is releasable through public records requests because they're public officials, they're in taxpayer-funded positions, and so that information does belong to the public, and it's regularly released through Freedom of Information Act requests. Now, that information, namely the names of CBP officials, their duty stations, that kind of basic information will no longer be released according to data policy from the Office of Personnel Management.
And this puts them on par with other sort of law enforcement organizations. Like, what can we compare this to?
Yeah, that's right. Really, the frontline national security agency. So agencies, of course, like the CIA and NSA, as well as really frontline law enforcement, whose investigations potentially would be compromised or security would be compromised by the release of their names.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about what led up to this. So the administration is pointing to an apparent Twitter user from within the Office of Personnel Management who allegedly leaked personal information of ICE and CBP agents to the public. And that's sort of the reason they're citing for this shift in security policy. What do you make of that reasoning? Does that make sense to you as something that would be a bad idea for agents?
Look, there is already a privacy exemption that exists under the Freedom of Information Act. So what that means is that information that is a clear invasion of privacy, such as home addresses or social security numbers, that information is already protected from being disclosed publicly. The issue of leaks and whether there's leaks, that's really a separate conversation, and those should be dealt with on an individual basis. It certainly doesn't justify a carte blanche, blanket secrecy policy that applies across the agency and really has nothing to do with leaks. A leaker does not care what is releasable or disclosable under the Freedom of Information Act. They're just leaking information, right? Mm. That has nothing to do with FOIA whatsoever. So this policy really doesn't make sense as a response to a leak.
This comes also at a time that this agency is really being scrutinized for some of its practices, handling of detainees at the border. What are some of your concerns? Obviously, you're with an organization that advocates for open government, but what are your concerns in terms of this in particular change at this moment?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, CBP's history makes this move especially worrying. A couple of especially troubling things in the recent past is it was exposed that they are using secretive surveillance programs that are targeting journalists and activists at the border. So, you know, the bottom line is that this is an agency that has shown in the past couple of years that it can't be trusted to tell the public the full truth on its own. So it's really troubling to give it further room to hide behind a wall of secrecy, and it really paves the way for further, you know, lawless or unaccountable behavior that's not in the public's interest. It's also in line with other recent moves by this administration to erode the public's right to know about government agencies that have a history of abusive practices. There was also a provision in this year's defense authorization bill that would protect CIA covert agents from accountability indefinitely, even after the agent has retired. And this was an expansion of a policy that formerly protected them for 5 years after they were finished serving, and now would protect their names from being released indefinitely. These practices are really troubling, and it shows a trend in the administration of trying to shield agencies from ever facing public accountability.
So it sounds like to you this is more than a sort of insider baseball journalist problem in terms of what information we will have access to in our reporting in the future. This is about the broader sweep of what kind of information the public has access to.
Yeah, absolutely. We've seen, you know, giving the CIA as an example, we've seen in the wake of the CIA torture program that existed under the Bush administration, that when all that information about which officials were ordering bad policies and ordering illegal policies was kept from the public, it allowed those officials to continue and even continue to rise up within the agency and within government without facing any real accountability. And that's the issue we face here. You may still be able to gain access to information about CBP's practices and policies, but you'll no longer be able to see who directed that policy, who handed that policy down, who should be held accountable for policies that break the law, or, for example, when migrants are dying at the border, who is held accountable for that? So that is a real public interest problem that certainly goes beyond just a problem for journalists.
On the other hand, so Border Patrol does serve a law enforcement role that isn't unlike these other agencies you mentioned. I mean, how could this help them do what they do or do what they do in a way that protects those agents?
You know, there is already an existing privacy exemption that does cover true personal information that should never be released to the public, and that could constitute a potential security threat to individuals. So you're never going to be able to find out how exactly to find those people through a FOIA request. That's never going to happen. And that kind of information is already protected. And another reason why the existing FOIA exemption is a better way of dealing with this is because that exemption holds within it a public interest balancing test. So the agency has to balance whether disclosure of the information would benefit the public and whether that public benefit outweighs the personal privacy interest of the government official. And that's something that won't exist in this new security agency designation. It's just a blanket withholding of information.
All right. That is Emily Manna, Policy Director with Open the Government. Emily, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
And you can read the entire statement we received on this from CBP on our website. That is theshow.kjzz.org.